Coach, to be able to go back-to-back the way you did and get the performance by your team tonight, is there a common denominator from Tampa and then here tonight?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we did really well. We moved the puck. We moved the puck really well. We didn't overplay it, didn't overhang on to it. Real good transition speed and good shift length. You know, we had guys, good energy on the ice.
Connor said going in that he felt his body felt like he was really able to take control tonight. What did you think of his performance?
I think it was a real good game in a tough game because a lot of those shots came from goal line and below and hash mark and below, which the original shot isn't overly dangerous, but the rebound control and clear in the front of the net. So he did a good job with that, and any of the ones that he couldn't get a handle on, I think our back end within 5 feet of our net were outstanding tonight. Probably started with Jake True, but that's his solid a game as I've seen him play, and then he built and got better. He and Brian Little were the two best players on the ice for our team. Connor was real strong. Of course, the kids scored, so everybody's happy. But Brian Little's performance, when you look at being on the puck, both those goals, just perfect examples. And True at both ends of the ice, big and strong on the penalty kill, and then jumping in and tight turning and making a great play for Scheife.
Essentially two first lines going since Little's been back to have the offense with the youth.
Just the option, and you know what, and then Adam's line then being so much different than those two when you look at just pure zone time and chances and the physicality of them, always had to put Brian in kind of a defensive role, whoever played with him, and he's because he's responsible. You can just move those lines around. They don't have to come out in a 1-4 rotation, and you can. It makes a big difference on the road, and it's a luxury we didn't have for the first two and a half months of the season.
Well, when you're measuring growth of this team, how much stock do you put into moments like Nick's goal early in the third period?
Yeah.
Goals before, just answering back, like you said.
Yeah. Same thing that happened last night, right? Quick answers on that. So not spending too long dwelling on the negative and getting that momentum back in the game. And rewarded right, or just a great battle by Brian to contain the puck, and then Nicky looks like he's feeling it now. Everything that was on the outside of the post is now on the inside of the post for him. So he doesn't need a lot of looks. We haven't, but our offensive game's been real simple. So a little confidence starting to grow with our team. You know that they can play a simple, fast game, and they can make good on the chances they get.
So, Ken's question: do you envision that moment when everything's going for your guys? I mean, with those youth, Jacobs, Nick, all those guys at once, and eventually that comes together.
Yeah, that usually happens when they're about 25, right? They're played a great game tonight, and then they're going to keep getting better. That wasn't the top end of their game. They'll just be more and more. When they're consistent like that, they've turned, you know, they're full-on pro. They're mature hockey players, and they have to go through what we go through against the Islanders. And we're 4-2 since we got healthy, other than Marco's injury. And we like the way we've played. And probably 5 of the 6, the Columbus game was pretty darn well played by us. The result we didn't like, but looks like we're on the right track.
How much different was their power play tonight versus that?
It was different. We had to change tact a little bit with what we did. We gave them more time on the outside. We're better on faceoffs, better on clears. From the hash marks down, we were much, much better than we were in the first game, and far more patient from the hash marks up.
Quick glance, looked like Adam Lowry led you guys in forward ice time tonight. Did you feel like you were able to use him successfully that much?
That line's good. Like, it's not, they're not going out as a checking line to hold water, but sometimes it's just where the face-offs end up. So he's good in the circle now. He's our left-handed guy going out in the corners. And because I'm going to give Little and Scheifele more offensive zone starts, he pretty much takes every one of those face-offs. So his minutes are going to be up like that. It's nice having a line that, you know, that first goal is, you know, a face-off one to a tip at the net. That's the way they're going to score goals. Having them be confident and not just thinking about burning ice time, but going out there defending and scoring goals would be big for our team. Survival. And we won't know if we were successful, if we survived enough in that first stretch of hockey with all those guys injured to be able to survive it. We have to put a push in the second half to get back into the mix. But we were close enough to do that.